KLAK 1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
We'll be right back.
Listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just.
Down he goes.
Won't.
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. It's a massive matchup in Madison against Ohio State. Our coverage begins at 4:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
WRJN, 1400 AM, 99.9 FM Racine, and 98.1 FM Kenosha.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different. And not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, the winter is coming, and I would be remiss if I didn't mention this subject that's in today's USA Today, because it turns out that Phenoprin, which is supposedly a decongestant that they've been selling to you and I for over the last 20-some-odd years as an effective medication for, you know, a decongestant, it turns out it's nothing more than the equivalent to a sugar pill. Responding to the pharmacist's petition, the FDA convened a panel that determined there was murky evidence that Phenoprin worked orally. But the evidence was inconclusive. By 2015, when the University of Florida pharmacists saw the results of studies by Merck and other drug companies showing oral Phenoprin doesn't work even at high doses, they asked the FDA to take oral Phenoprin off of the shelves. This was going back to 2015. They still haven't taken it off the shelves. After the American Pharmacists Association and other groups joined the petitioners, the FDA convened an advisory panel 8 years later in April. So guess what? Of all places, CVS Pharmacy removes decongestants containing fenoprin off their shelves. On September 12, decades after the FDA proclaimed oral fenoprin safe and effective, the panel concluded that oral fenoprin is no better than a placebo. So let me read that again. The FDA proclaimed oral fenoprin safe and effective. The pharmacist panel concluded that oral fenoprin is no better than a placebo. Unlike pseudodopamine, digestive juices break down the fenoprin before it can absorb into the system and work. So here's what I would say. So since they now have this evidence, why won't they force them to take it off the shelves? Why won't they force them to stop making it? Better yet, why don't they force them to do commercials, since they created commercials to suck you and I into this? Why won't the government force them to make commercials telling the truth? It doesn't take a conspiracy theorist to wonder whether the FDA didn't want to undermine the newly minted Combat Methamphetamine Epidemic Act by telling cold and allergy sufferers they will all be facing limits on their access to oral decongestants. And it wouldn't be the first time politics influenced the FDA. It took more than a decade and a federal court order to get the FDA to let women of all ages buy Plan B emergency contraceptives over the counter in 2013, as academic physicians and the FDA advisory panel had urged it to do. So if you just follow that, and we've been misled on decongestants, and the manufacturer of decongestants have made billions and billions of dollars, and maybe even into the trillions of dollars, off of you and I, misleading us, and our Food and Drug Administration aware of it. It's not a leap of faith to say that they're poisoning our food and our water and our air and all of these things, and people are aware of it and they do nothing about it. Now, I know I've got to figure out something else, because I won't be buying any more of that. Now that I know that this is out, what sense would it make for me to continue to pay $25, $30 for something that does not work? And if, you know, the government's not going to tell us, then hopefully you'll go to today's USA Today and find this out for yourself. And then once you find that out, tell somebody else. Word of mouth has to be what it is, in order to, you know, kind of break down these kinds of barriers where corporations are going to continue to make all this money, knowing that what they're making, it does not do anything to help you and I. Yeah, it's just like a robber baron. You know, they do these commercials and Claritin and all of these things, and they get us to, you know, to buy into, you know, we're going to feel better. These things are going to help us. And you just find out, you know, it's not true. I think in the end, you know, we've got to have conversations with our doctors. Excuse me. More than half of the American households trust and use oral fenoprin, accounting for an estimated, here it is, $1.76 billion in sales last year. $1.76 billion in sales, and we find out the stuff doesn't work. It doesn't have any value whatsoever. Listen, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK,
Amory's radio station.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The State Justice Department and the Federal Trade Commission is taking action against a Rhinelander car dealership. They allege that both current and former owners of the Rhinelander Auto Center charged hundreds or even thousands of dollars of illegal junk fees. They also say the dealership discriminated against Native American customers by charging them even higher fees. They want the dealership to immediately stop charging the junk fees and return $1 million to customers as refunds. The head of the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is quitting less than a year after taking the job. Acting Secretary Adam Payne lists a number of family-related reasons in a letter he sent to Governor Evers on Friday. Payne is stepping down after the state Senate fired four of Evers' appointees to the DNR's policy board last week. Senators never took up Payne's own appointment in January. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. At the Governor's Cybersecurity Summit, Wisconsin Chief Information Officer Trina Zanow shared two of the biggest concerns Wisconsinites have about emerging technology, phishing, and artificial intelligence. As more technology becomes available to the public, the volume of digital threats Wisconsinites face is growing. Making matters worse, artificial intelligence can be used to make more traditional cybersecurity threats like phishing even harder to detect. The summit was meant to help people work together to face those cyber threats. More information has been released regarding the fatal crash that occurred on I-94 in western Wisconsin on Monday evening. Authorities say the fiery seven-vehicle crash that killed two and injured six was caused when a trucker traveling at highway speed slammed into a string of vehicles that had slowed ahead of a construction zone. The driver of the truck and the driver in the first car that was hit were both pronounced dead at the scene. The six injured parties did not require hospitalization. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WLAK News.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Wacky Bucks are ready to play. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Philadelphia 76ers in the season opener tomorrow night at 6:30 in Milwaukee. Giannis Antetokounmpo on why he decided to sign a new three-year extension with the team.
It's strictly basketball. I think I did it in the past, 2020, and it was good for me because I didn't have to think about myself in a situation like, oh, what if? No, I'm committed. I'm here. I want my teammates to be successful, and I want to win another championship.
Baseball, the Arizona Diamondbacks beat the Phillies 4-2 in Game 7 of the National League Series for the ninth time since 1981. The team that eliminated the Brewers in the playoffs has gone on to play in the World Series. College football, big game Saturday night. The 5-2 Badgers host the undefeated Ohio State Buckeyes. Badgers running back Braylon Allen.
I'm excited. It's obviously a big game for us, and the night game as well, so that always, you know, adds another element to playing here.
That's Badgers running back Braylon Allen. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers.
Here's your updated forecast. 58 today, under cloudy skies, northeast winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight, isolated thunderstorms likely, 52. Scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow, high of 62. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 50.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
From the Mississippi to the Apple Parkway and points eastward, you're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK,
Amory's radio station.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us that same number. So the United States accrued $10 trillion in added U.S. debt since 2001. And it shows that $10 trillion of debt was accrued because of the tax cuts of George Bush Jr. and Donald Trump. And so, you know, it broke our modern tax structure. In their blind loyalty to their mega donors, Republicans' fixation on giant tax cuts for billionaires has created a revenue problem that is driving up our national debt, said Senator Sheldon Whitehouse in response to a new Treasury Department figures. So because of those major tax cuts that Sandy often talks about, you know, on this show, it has brought us to a situation where there's just not enough money coming in. And we're never going to be able to overcome the lack of money coming in. People can keep saying it's about the spending all they want to. Well, we're overspending. We're overspending. You know, it wouldn't have been overspending if we hadn't gave those tremendous tax cuts to a handful of people. And you can say, well, it wasn't just a handful of people. You know, I got a tax break too. Well, you know, I'm one of the people, and I can't tell that in that $10 billion or more of tax breaks that the wealthy got, that I was included and that it changed, you know, my life at all. It did not. We know who it was earmarked towards. And I can't believe that there's still people today clamoring for more tax cuts. It's either they're just not aware of the impact of what is happening through those tax cuts in long term, or it's that they clearly owe their allegiance to somebody other than the American people. Now, after record U.S. government spending in 2021, due to programs related to the economic fallout from the COVID-19 crisis. And this is from the Washington Post. This is actually pointing to the fact that, yeah, there was this increased spending in 20 and 21. And we all understand why. Because the nation was in a horrible place coming out of COVID, and people weren't working. And so the economy was in a difficult place. And so what Joe Biden did was necessary to prevent our nation from going into a complete depression. But rather than the deficit drop from close to $3 trillion to close to $1 trillion in 2022, but rather than continue to fall to its pre-pandemic levels, the deficit unexpectedly jumped this year to roughly $2 trillion. While much of the reporting on the Treasury figures painted a picture of various and overlapping dynamics to explain the surge in the deficit, including higher payments on debt due to interest rates, tax filings, waivers related to extreme weather events, the impact of a student loan forgiveness program that was later rescinded, or dip in capital gains. The truth of the matter is those dollars that were given to the wealthiest amongst us helped create this major $10 trillion in additional debt that has been added that it doesn't appear that we're going to be able to overcome. Now, in response to the Treasury figures released Friday, Kogan said that roughly 75% of the surge in the deficit and the debt ratio amount of federal debt relative to the overall size of the economy was due to revenue decreases resulting from GOP-approved tax cuts over recent decades. Of the remaining 25%, he said, more than half was higher interest payments on the debt related to the Federal Reserve policy, and that's increasing the interest rates. Now, again, 75% of the surge in the deficit, regardless of what you hear from anybody else, and this is by the U.S. Treasury, was because of those major tax breaks that were issued in by Donald Trump and George Bush Jr. We have a revenue problem due to tax cuts, said Kogan, pointing to the major tax laws enacted under the administrations of George W. Bush and Donald Trump. The Bush and Trump tax cuts broke our modern tax structure. Revenue is significantly lower and no longer grows much with the economy. And he offered his visualization about a growing debt ratio. Listen, this is real. And you may not believe it, or you may not want to believe it. You may somehow think that this was the right thing that Bush and Trump did, but they killed the tax structure. The point I want to make again and again and again is that relative to the last time the CB Congressional Budget Office was projecting stable debt, GDP spending is down, not up. Kogan said in a tweet Friday night, it's lower revenue that's 100% responsible for the change in the debt projections. If you take away nothing else, leave you with that point. Let's go to Tom. Hey, good morning to you, Tom. How you doing?
Good morning, Earl. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. Second, to all your new listeners out there, please check out Jude Wininski, Two Santa Claus Theory on Google. Very, very important to understand this whole thing with the Republicans and the Democrats with debt and deficit. Also, Earl, you had a program on, and I think it'd be really, really good for you to do it again, pointing out exactly where all of the debt and deficit and all the spending actually goes into. And then call up, have these Republican callers call up and tell us where they want to cut. And then also call, have these people call up and ask, you know, all your billionaire, all your billionaire callers to call up, or millionaire callers to call up, and tell us, you know, how it is that why they need this big, big tax cut. Ask Widow Hendricks, call up and tell us why you need this big tax cut. Why, how much is not enough for you? You know, Charles Koch and the Bradley Foundation, how much is not enough for you people? And then someone like, you know, Gary and CJ and the ilk, to call up and really say, are you guys really millionaires and billionaires? And how is it that it's helping you? Because honestly, it is the 99% against the 1%. And, you have pointed out over and over again that when they talk about cutting things, they're cutting things that bring back a return on investment actually to the country. When you give billionaires a tax cut, they hoard that money and they don't spend it. You give that tax cut to the middle class and to the underclass, they spend that money immediately. It gets circulated into the economy. And that's actually a good thing. And that's exactly what Joe Biden has talked about, is giving a tax break to the middle class and the underclass. So I just want you to, you know, you've done that show before, and I know that you have new viewers now, that people really need to know where it is that this spending is coming from.
Hey, Tom, I'll definitely do that. Great idea. Thank you very much for the call. Tax giveaways for the wealthy are continuing to starve the federal government of needed revenue. Those passed by former presidents Trump and Bush have added $10 trillion to the debt and account for 57% of the increase in the debt-to-GDP ratio since 2001, read the statement. If not for those tax cuts, the U.S. debt would be declining as a share of the economy. Trump tax cuts went overwhelmingly to the richest and foreign investors, cost hundreds of billions each year, ballooned the deficit, and gave $49,000 to each 1%. Just think about this. So you're a billionaire. And so, you know, each year, once, you know, they made these major tax cuts, a billionaire gets an extra $49,000. Why? You're a billionaire. What are you going to do with $49,000? You know, the impact of that and what it's done to the debt just goes to show you how insane that is. Okay, $49,000 to these billionaires is nothing. Why give them that when it impacts the debt ratio so much? It's nothing. It's like a placebo to them. But they did it anyway. And the impact that it's had on our debt is tremendous. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
You tell yourself you're not my kind, but you don't even
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
Trudy's doing DC, baby. The rest of the week I'll be there. You know, I got some big guests lined up.
And you'll have to tune in for those very special guests live from Washington, D.C. this Wednesday and Thursday. Catch the broadcast starting at 4.
Road trip! With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. The Todd Alba Show.
What makes our society great is that we can believe in something bigger than ourselves. It doesn't matter whether it's a soccer team or whether it's a political movement or whether it's a public school, whether it's a neighborhood PTA, a bake sale. It's about interacting with our friends and neighbors and making our communities better for having come together around a common cause.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
And I never thought I'd feel this way. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm glad chance to say that I do believe I love you. And if I should ever go away, well then close your eyes and try to feel the way we do today. And then if you can, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me. For sure, that's what friends are for good times and bad.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, talking about, you know, $10 trillion of national debt can be attributed to the tax cuts enacted by George Bush Jr. and Donald Trump. Let's go to David from Mequon. Good morning to you, David. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. I would just point out, you know, Tom in L.A., I respect his opinion. However, I would point out, if you look what Gavin Newsom has done to California, they have raised taxes significantly. And look what's happening in the state of California. Their budget is so out of whack.
Hey, David, I'm talking about the federal debt that they can point to, that $10 trillion additional dollars have come because of those tax breaks to the wealthy. You know, we can talk about California, we can talk about other places, but they can point the finger of that lack of revenue that is coming in and causing a lot of this pain to, you know, the citizens. So, are you there?
Right. Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. The top rate went down 4% with the tax cuts as far as individual tax return. 4%. Not exactly going from 39 to, you know, 15%. That's what the individual tax rate went to. Okay. That's number one. The corporate tax rate Yes, that went down from like
so David, so the CBO
20%.
So the CBO is, it doesn't know what they're talking about.
What I'm saying is, if you look at the stock market, how poorly it's been. That,
what are you talking? The stock market has been booming, David. What is the stock market?
It has not been booming.
Well, you're talking about recently in the last month or two. I'm talking about over decade. The stock market is going through the roof. It has. Go ahead.
It's not being generated because it hasn't boomed under his presidency. Matter of fact, if you look at it,
it was inevitable that it was going to slow down because of the record uptick that it's dealt that and profits that the stock market has had over the last decade and a half.
So this, again, it really comes down to the CBO. What's happened is this. The interest right now is almost the same size as the national defense right now. That's how much we're paying on interest. That is going to overtake defense within the next year or so.
Hey, Dave, did you not hear that the interest that the because of the tax breaks that we gave, the interest rates have gone through the roof?
Because the Federal Reserve has been both the arsonist and the firefighter. Federal Reserve had a loose monetary policy for over a decade where you could get money for practically nothing.
Well, no question, Dave, but also the wealthiest amongst us took advantage of that as well, right?
There's a lot of people who are able to take advantage
of that. Okay, yeah, and the wealthiest amongst us.
The problem is, Earl, is this. It was warned when the amount of – keep in mind, we normally spend about $4.5 trillion without any additional spending.
Hey, Dave, I wish I had time, but I can't go down that road. Thank you very much for the call. Hey, Jack, you say what? Only got a couple minutes.
Okay, very quickly. First of all, trickle-down economics does not, and ever since the Reagan administration came up with this entirely bogus concept, it's never worked. Huge tax cuts to huge corporations do not, as far as I know, and never have been used to increase workers' benefits, wages, or working conditions. The only things I've seen that actually work to do that are federal regulations to improve working conditions, increases in the minimum wage, which usually trickle up and increase the general wages. And they do not and never have increased unemployment in any study I see. And unionization, which demands better wages, benefits, and working conditions. The primary use corporations have made of those tax cuts, spend them for stock buybacks, increase the
yes.
stock prices, and, of course, benefit CEOs, board members, the biggest stock holders. One other thing I want to say, and that is this. I've repeatedly asked on a variety of forums, including a couple of programs on Pivot Radio, how much is enough? You know, I've got conservative friends who say, well, these hugely rich people, the billionaires, they've earned their money. Okay, but how much is enough? How much do they need? How much do they need to earn? I have yet to get a real answer, which is why we need serious inheritance taxes, a progressive tax code, and a wealth tax.
Hey, Jack, thank you very much for the call. Got to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to be joined by, it's Wednesday, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Be right back.
From the heart of the St. Croix Valley, we're in touch with you. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. You're listening to Lake Air,
WLAK 1260 AM Amory,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.